What a glorious thing it is. So Out of Love Never Fails International streams our local work, which is Haltom Christian School, and our global work, which is the orphanage there in Camargo, Mexico, and many other things that we do there. There's no one that can take the glory except God. Man, we're just part of the adventure. We're just part of traveling with our Lord. You know, the psalmist has written, he says, "Oh, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name we give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness." And may I say that God has always been faithful to Calvary Chapel. He has always been faithful to Love Never Fails International. And God has been faithful to all generations as the Word of God teaches us. Amen? Not we. We haven't always been faithful. But when we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Amen. Oh, what a great God and Savior that we serve. Someone said this in the first service. I said, I think it was me, but now I've forgotten. I don't know if it was me or not, but it doesn't matter. It's a great word. Someone said this: an empty mind is extreme poverty. A child's mind empty of God's word, though, is a debased mind. And that is a true word. May I say it as we celebrate Haltom Christian School today, and of course our missionaries, Steve and Carol Chavez, there from Mexico. May I just remind you that, you know, at Haltom Christian School, loved one, they pour in the word of God to these kids. Matter of fact, I think those kids know the word better than me. When I go into the lunchroom, you know, and only the little ones like to see me. The older ones, they don't even know, didn't care. But the little ones. And some of them know scripture better than me. I'm afraid, don't ask me those questions, you know. I'm on my lunch break, you know. Yeah. But anyway, Heather Gonzalez, our principal, we're going to invite her up in just a moment, but I think we're going to do a video first. Is that right? But let's just thank listen, Heather has done an incredible job at Haltom Christian School, and we love you, and thank God for you. And we're going to watch a video, and then Heather's going to come up and share for about 3 or 4 days. As any teacher would, right? No, I...
morning. I'm so thankful for this opportunity to speak to you today and give an update on our third year at Haltom Christian School. Over the past 3 years, Pastor Bill has given me the opportunity to share with you all about the work the Lord is doing at HCS. I'm always blessed by this as it encourages me to push pause and reflect on the many challenges and triumphs in the days of our small beginnings. As some of you may remember, this adventure with the Lord has been a very personal experience for me. It has stretched and tested my faith. Every year before school begins, the Lord speaks a word to my heart, and I've learned this word is a truth I will need to hold on to for the new school year. In year one, as we considered the idea of planting a school, my word from the Lord was 1 Corinthians 3:6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. At this time, I struggled with feeling unqualified, unequipped, and unexperienced. The Lord was teaching me that I was only called to honor the labor, trusting He will be faithful to sustain this work. But I also learned that He owns the results. So, in year two, we set our hands to this great work and began laying the foundation for Haltom Christian School. And in our first year with students, the Lord gave me Hebrews 13:5b, being content with what you have, for He has said, I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I, in any degree, leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake you, or let you down, or relax my hold on you. And He never did. Not through the transition of teachers, the beginning of a pandemic, the shift from on-campus to virtual learning, the Lord proved Himself to be true to His word. He never forsook us. He navigated us through every trial with His wisdom. He went before us in every obstacle. And this year, year three, from Philippians 4:11, be content in your present circumstance. But as you all know, in this day, nothing is certain but uncertainty. Of all the verses I could have been given, where was my battle cry to stand on, like, the Lord fights for you, from Exodus 14:14, or I will strengthen you and help you, from Isaiah 41:10. But this word is personal, and may I say, challenging, to be content, which is in a state of peaceful happiness, in my present, existing, or occurring now, circumstance. But Lord, my present circumstance, the circumstances of the world, are constantly changing. But I'm supposed to remain in a state of peaceful happiness. And this word, but, was ever present in my mind. At the beginning of this school year, but Lord, we need to hire 5 new teachers before school starts. August was coming, and we had hired 2. If I'm honest, it was beginning to look like a dire situation. So my administrative team and I began brainstorming possible solutions. If Amy Weller, my fellow administrator, and I stepped into the classroom, we would need 1 more teacher to swing it. 1 week before our staff in-service began, the third teacher came. The Lord answered my but with a simple reply, but God, He sustains us. Okay, so we could open our doors. But Lord, we didn't get everyone we need. I'm back in the classroom. But God, He knows what every student needs. He knows what every teacher needs. He knows what I need. And He walks through it all with us. And the unique situation I've been called to this year has brought me what is perhaps the greatest joy a teacher can experience. Last year, I was blessed with the opportunity to teach and invest in a particular student who had quite the mountain to climb. Her journey will forever be a treasure to my heart. She showed an admirable grit. With every obstacle she overcame, her character and confidence grew, and she's blossomed into an exceptional student and a passionate Christ follower. As teachers, we invest our hearts in the children in our class each year. But every year begins anew with new faces. We often do not see the fruits of our labor, But this year, this student is in my class again. And this year, I get to watch her bear fruit. I get to see the Lord at work in her. I have a present picture every day of what it is God calls us to do here. And this year, in the classroom, he boldly showed me why he established this school in this season. I was overwhelmed to read this child's I Am Thankful For letter to her teacher, me, and find the words, "You have changed my life completely. Not me, but God." So why have I been called to be content in my present circumstance this year, to choose to be in a state of peaceful happiness in whatever storm or difficulty we may face? And if I'm honest, the difficulties are many. I now know it's because the Lord has proven his steadfast faithfulness. I can choose to be content in my present circumstance because God is faithful. I can trust him in his promises, in his faithfulness, because God's ever-present hand is evident in this work. As we continue to plant and water, God has been faithful to give the increase. In our first year, we opened the door with 8 students, 8 hearts, and today we have been entrusted with 39. As we continue to plow and press on into the unknown, the Lord will not forsake us or leave us without support. While this year we may not have gotten all of the teachers I had determined we would need, the ones the Lord has called are mission-minded. He has called the ones whose heart is to serve him, to be his hands and feet, to see children for who they are in Christ, to identify and speak life into how each child is smart, to speak the truth into their hearts that God has a specific purpose for them and their life. Our teachers are inspired to minister to what is our greatest treasure, his little children. The teachers and staff at HCS believe themselves privileged to be a part of the Lord's work at the school that he established, he grows, and he sustains. And I can say that it is a privilege and an honor to see the Lord show up so evidently, so frequently, firsthand, on this great adventure with him. He is faithful in his timing. He is faithful in his word. He is faithful in his provision, much of which comes from you. Thank you for your prayers and your offerings. Thank you for your encouragement and your continued support. Our teachers and staff are in the business of heart work. We likely will not know on this side of heaven the impact we will have, the impact these children will have for the Lord's kingdom. But we will fix our eyes and dig in. We will choose to be content in our present circumstance because we are on this journey with the Lord. He promises to make us strong, firm, and steadfast. May he strengthen our hearts for what lies ahead. May the joy of the Lord be our strength. Thank you.
Isn't God good? Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. You know, the school is such a happy place. And you know what's wonderful about children is whenever you see disciplined children, you know? I mean, they know how to march in line. They know how to say please and thank you. They know how to help and support one another and love one another. And they love the word of God. Amen. So I am so thankful for all the hard work that all of them are doing. You know, I have a special couple. I know everyone at this church loves Steve and Carol Chavez. Because if you were in the early service, they were against the wall. And there was about 100 people all over there, and they were probably going, if I just had a mask, you know, and who has the Lysol, but we miss you. Thankful You know, I want you to welcome them. Amen. Well, no, wait a minute. What am I supposed to do? Let me get this correct. Bill, Pastor Bill, you come up, introduce Stephen Carroll. Ah! Stephen Carroll, just stand up for a moment. We all love you. We all know you. But can we welcome our missionaries? Amen. And with that being said, they're going to come up in just a moment. But first, we're going to play a video. Steve and Carol, if you come down here, please, and stand right before me. I want to, as we're sending them away, they're going on a new adventure. Amen? And not only are they going on a new adventure, it's a new day. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're now going to send them out to Mexico.
It is my soul desire to magnify all that you supplied. I lifted up my voice in power. Your kindness means and makes me whole. You have restored my life. You have restored my life. You covered my dark with light, sending my shadows to flight.
Y creo que abrieron su corazón a todos nosotros.
They opened their hearts to all of us.
So son muy especiales para nosotros.
So they are very special to us.
Y aún más para mí.
And more to me.
Muy bien, porque gracias a ellos tenemos lo que tenemos aquí en la casa.
I feel good about them because a lot of the things we have here at the orphanage is because of them.
Nos han ayudado mucho y que han ayudado a mejorar esta casa.
That they have helped me a lot and helped better the orphanage.
Y nos han ayudado a mí a creer más en Dios.
And they have helped me more to believe more in God.
You have restored my life. You covered my
What would you like to say to the church at Calvary Chapel?
Les quiero decir que estamos muy, muy agradecidos con ustedes.
I would like to say that we are very grateful with each one of you.
Y yo le pido a Dios que todo lo que ustedes hacen por nosotros, Él lo multiplique.
And I ask God that all that you do for us, that God would multiply it back to you.
Y que siempre los cuide y los proteja.
And that God would take care of you and protect you.
Ustedes forman una parte muy importante de nuestra vida en este hogar.
You form a very important part in our lives and in this orphanage.
Y conforme hemos crecido, ustedes han estado en esos pasos.
And as we grow, you have been in our steps.
So los queremos muchísimo.
So we really love you very much.
Y yo me siento muy agradecido con ustedes y con Dios.
And I am very grateful with your church and with God and to God.
Y esperemos que jamás dejen de venir.
And we hope that you will never quit coming.
Muchas gracias por todo lo que nos han dado. Gracias a ellos tenemos muchas cosas.
Thank you for everything that you've given us. Thanks to you, we have a lot of different things.
Y gracias por su cariño sincero hacia nosotros.
And thank you for your sincere caring of each one of us.
My life,
Muchas gracias por su apoyo y por siempre estar aquí por nosotros.
Thank you very much for your support and for always being here for us.
Y muchas gracias porque todo lo que tenemos es gracias a usted.
And thank you very much because most of the things that we have is thanks to you guys.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to be back here and be able to share what God has done in the past year. And with all the things that we've been doing with the mission teams, the orphanage staff, the kids, Pastor Luna and his wife, Teresa. One thing that is true, it's been true since the beginning, things we've been doing in Mexico, is the outreaches, the building of houses, the different orphanages that we've worked at. There's one thing that we can always count on. Your plans will probably be changed once you get there. This last year has been no exception. We started the year by making two mission trips, one in February, one in March, and we were able to provide the orphanage with a new washer, a dryer, a refrigerator, things that they needed very much, and showed up just in time. God is good. He always shows up just in time. We made improvements to the orphanage, and we had great times with the kids. As most of you know, Carol and I made plans to move to the Rio Grande Valley to be close enough to spend more time at the orphanage and to make a long-term commitment to try to bring the facility back into a workable state. We made the move in July. Pastor Luna talks about groups that came in 10, 15 years ago and made one-time commitments and made big improvements. They built new buildings and really neat stuff. And I can see how it was a very nice place at one time. But all things don't last forever. Things need to be maintained. The past 5 to 7 years, they've been filled with violence and terror. Pastor Luna has stories that he has told that I can't imagine how they even got through them. Groups quit going, so the place just has gone downhill. We've also heard Pastor Luna tell of how they had men's retreats, conferences, and good things that happened there at the orphanage. But when the violence started, all the support ended. After being there for the past 5 months, we have a little better understanding of what it takes to keep the place running. It takes a lot. There's good stories of different kids and how they've graduated out of the orphanage, and I really don't know how they did it with the conditions that they're in. But they have made good lives for themselves. We don't have time to tell all the stories, but what we do have is a live testimony here. This is a young man from the orphanage. His story is a little bit different in that he is a U.S. citizen, and he was able to come into the U.S. to make a new life for himself. His name is Heriberto, but we just call him Beto. Beto was brought to the orphanage when he was 4 years old. He has three sisters, and his youngest sister, Reina, was brought in, just carried in her arms. She was just months old. So she knows nothing different than living at the orphanage. But I'd like Beto to share a few words of his experience there at the orphanage.
Yo lo digo en español. Pues primero, gracias por todo lo que han hecho por la Casa Hogar.
I first want to thank you all for what you've done for the orphanage.
Yo estuve ahí 15 años.
I've lived there for 15 years.
Y creo que en mi estancia ahí vi como muchas personas iban y venían.
And during my time there, I saw many people come and go.
Y creo que ustedes como iglesia han sido los únicos que se han quedado.
And you as a church have been the only ones that have truly stayed.
Y eso se agradece mucho.
And I really appreciate that.
Porque no es fácil estar ahí.
Because it's not easy being there.
Pues son como, ustedes son como un pequeño seguro para la casa hogar.
Because you are a security for the orphanage.
Porque es bueno saber que ustedes van a estar cuando las cosas vayan mal.
Because it's good to know that you'll be there for us when things are not going good.
Y muchas gracias por todo lo que hacen.
And I just want to say thank you again for everything you do.
Gracias. He's been here now for about 8 months, has a job, saving money, really doing good for himself. Our time at the orphanage since July has been filled with making plans and then watching God change them. Watching God work. He makes much better plans than we do. Proverbs 14:4 says something that has stuck with me for many, many years. I'm going to read it in Spanish first and then in English. It says, sin bueyes, el granero está vacío, pero más la fuerza del buey, pero por la fuerza del buey hay abundancia de pan. And it says, where there is no oxen, the manger is clean, but much revenue comes from the strength of the ox. And I feel that you guys are the strength behind what goes on there at the orphanage. We've been able to be there for the last 5 months, and you guys have provided all that we've needed to get through there. Yes, I know that God is the strength, and He deserves all the credit. He deserves the honor and the glory. But you have been willing and obedient servants, and without you, we wouldn't have been able to do it. We wouldn't be able to be here today. You've supported all that we do faithfully and consistently. We've never lacked for anything that we've needed. Yes, we have made many improvements, and many, many more are needed. But it's only through your support that we're able to be here today. All the improvements that you've seen in the videos in the last months on Love Never Fails Sundays, there's stories related to all of them. As we were working, the kids come up and say different things. We don't have time to tell all the stories when the kids come up. But one of the kids comes by and she says, actually it was Beto's sister. She says, why do you come back? Why do you bother with us orphans?
I was doing good.
But that's when you get to come back and you tell them how much God loves them and how He cares for them. How He cares for the fatherless. He loves them so much that He paid for their sins. You get to tell them how important they are. And that God is faithful even when we are not faithful and when their loved ones are not faithful. These kids have had a rough year with the pandemic and their schooling. I know it's been rough for the kids here in the U.S., so you can imagine what it's been like for them. They do not have all they need to learn properly and all that they should be learning. Their school schedule has been only 2 short days per week. And after the holidays, they haven't been able to go back. They spend a lot of time at the orphanage with nothing to do. And I'd like for Carol to come up now and just share a little bit of how we're trying to change that.
Good morning. Good to be back and see everyone too. And just as Steve was saying, a lot of the kids have a lot of free time. They get bored really easy, especially the little ones. And that's why I just wanted to say thank you to the parents and the children of Haltom Christian School for sending some reading books that were just recently sent with the last team that came down. And this was the most precious, wonderful gift they could have ever received. When we first arrived at the orphanage, because of COVID, the children were having to do their school at home. And they were basically receiving printout worksheets, very little instructions, which I'm sure all of you can relate to. And they were basically black and white, nothing much more than using crayons or cut and paste. And so I began asking, do you have any reading books? And they said, no, we don't have any reading books at all. So because we have a great God, I believe God really put this in place because just happened to be the public library right behind our apartment complex where we live. So I went out and got my brand new library card, and I started checking out books, and another miracle, there just happened to be a whole section of Spanish children's books. So we began taking books to the children, and I can't tell you the excitement and the joy that they had to have books and to look at pictures and colorful things. And they loved every single book. So we read stories to them, and before you know it, they were like little parrots reading to us. So that being said, our goal was to start a little library for the kids, and we mentioned this to Paul, and we thought maybe we could start a book drive. And it didn't take long before we knew it. We had a box of books for the kids from the parents of and the children of Haltom Christian School. And now we have a library, and I call this library our library on wheels. So just about every day I pull the wagon into their room and full of books, and the kids get to read and enjoy them. So this couldn't have been a better gift for them. So thank you.
We have many more projects to do and deeper relationships to build. The closer we get to these kids, the bigger the impact they have in our lives. We have two brothers who had been there since we started visiting the orphanage. We've been going there since 2015. We thought of them as good kids. They were Imanol and Irving. On the mission trips, we only see a small part of their lives, and we only see them 2, 3, 4 times a year, and for 2 short days. Being there on a daily basis, though, we were able to get to know them a little better and soon realized that they were kind of the bullies and the black sheep of the family. And I'd like to say that they're not the only ones. There's more little bullies than black sheep. But they're just kids growing up, just like our kids grew up. I didn't have perfect kids, and I certainly was not a perfect kid myself. We were around these boys for about 3 months, but things had been happening for years, and they just became too much to handle. They were sent to another orphanage, and we've been praying that they're getting the help they need. There's 2 other siblings that left for the holidays with their grandparents, and we're not sure if they're going to be back. But just building those relationships and watching these kids leave is just really hard to see. Speaking of kids leaving, though, there's actually 4 teenagers, the oldest kids that are there, that are leaving for college this year. So, this first kid here, this is Luis. He's 18 years old. He doesn't have a desire to actually go get a degree or anything, but he would like to learn a trade and get a job as soon as possible. His sister, Monse, is 17 years old. She'll be graduating this year too, and she would like to go to college and major in forensics. This next one is Jessica. She's 18 years old. She'll be graduating, and she would like to attend a cosmetology school. This next one is her brother, Alex, and he's also graduating, and he would like to go in and study medicine. Alex has been a very big part of the orphanage and helping organize and getting all the things done for the smaller kids in their online learning. The four of them plan to move to Reynosa, to the area in Reynosa, rent an apartment together, and then find different schools that they can attend. They are working small jobs around the orphanage, doing raffles, selling items, and raising money for their schooling. We're proud of these kids, how hard they've worked, and we're going to miss them. But we can continue to still be a part of their lives and support them even after. It's great to see how God has always been there for them and will continue to be there for them. We know that God has taken care of them even when their own parents weren't able to be there for them. The Lord is not going to leave them. They have been given opportunities because of the love and the support that you have been in their lives. We moved in July and have been in the Rio Grande Valley for almost 6 months now. But things have not stopped here. Trips are still being planned and organized. Donations have come in, and the support continues to come in thanks to Pastor Bill's leadership, support, and his encouragement. Not only that, but Paul Koo has taken over on this end in organizing and coordinating things that go on here to make mission trips come together, to have all the donations collected, organized, loaded, and delivered. I'd like to ask Paul to come up now and to share how this role has been going on this end.
Thank you, Steve. Well, let me begin that obviously all honor, praise, and glory goes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father who provides all things. And much like I went through this in the first service, and I thought I can come to the second service and be a little hardened a little bit, but after Heather again and Steve and Carol and Beto, my contacts are once again floating and I can't see real good. So the scripture I had to read, I will just paraphrase later on. But I want to thank you, first of all, for your financial support, because it is unfailing and it's generous and it's vital. Without that financial support, the orphanage would struggle to stay open and the kids would lack. But you have been faithful over the years, year after year, you remain faithful. And for that, I want to thank you. You know, I've been going on the mission trips for a few years and always saw the trailer full, supplies provided. And then it was like, now I was going to do that. And honestly, I thought, what if they don't like me as much as Steve and Carol? I don't get as much stuff. You know? It was a true thought. But you guys are just awesome. When we had that drive for the food and supplies, we had over 1,500 pounds of food and supplies. That trailer was packed, all because of your faithfulness and your generosity. But you know what the cool thing is? We also had two cribs in there, and they were offered up. And I was like, well, yeah, I'll ask Steve if we need cribs because, I mean, there's no babies there. I don't know. But Steve said, yeah, bring the cribs. Well, little did we know, a few weeks after those cribs were delivered, there were two children that needed cribs that were leaving a violent situation. And so even though we have our lists, God still knows what we need, even when we don't ask for it. So thank you. It's astounding to see the faithfulness and the generosity of this body. It blows me away. You guys are a blessing. You know, we put the angel tree up for Christmas. All the angels were gone in one day. Just gone. And people were like, hey, the angels are all gone. Do you need anything else? And we had some other things donated. But, you know, when we got to packing those and inventorying them, you know, I told everybody, hey, you know, check that list and check it twice because we might be missing something because things happen. Nothing was missing. In fact, we had abundance because of what the Lord has done, because of what you have done. You know, the Lord, he said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick and in prison, you visited me. And then they said, but Lord, when do we do this? And he said, when you did them to the least of these, you did them unto me. So just know when you give, you're giving to the Lord, and he supplies the increase. And he supplies the blessing, but all glory goes to the Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father. So thank you. It is truly an honor and a humble privilege to work alongside such giving, faithful, and loving people. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your support. You guys, I pray the Lord's blessing on you, and I just thank you. So now I won't make a mistake in the second service because we'll pray a video from Pastor Luna. Thank you.
Hola, mi nombre es Osdi Luna y soy el director de la Casa Hogar de Niños Camargo.
So my name is Osdi Luna and I'm with the orphanage in Camargo.
Solo quiero dar las gracias a la iglesia.
I just want to thank the church
por su apoyo y sus oraciones para nosotros.
For your support and for your prayers.
Y para nuestros niños. Y para nuestros niños.
Oh, and for our kids.
Es una bendición el poder contar con ustedes.
It's a blessing to be partnering with you guys.
Gracias a la iglesia por ayudarnos.
Thank you to the church for helping us, supporting us.
Porque Dios los ha puesto en nuestro camino.
Because God, I know that God has put you in our path.
Queremos decir gracias también al pastor.
I also want to say thank you to the pastor Bill.
Porque muchas de las cosas que la iglesia emprende o hace.
A lot of the things that the church and the groups do.
Tienen que estar siempre ligadas o unidas al corazón del pastor.
And they have to be united with the pastor's heart also.
Gracias, pastor, por tu interés en nosotros.
Thank you, pastor, for your interest in us.
Que Dios le bendiga a usted a la iglesia y seguimos trabajando.
God bless the church and God bless you and we will continue to work together.
Gracias por la pareja de Steve y Carol.
Thank you for Carol and Steve.
Han sido una bendición muy especial para nosotros.
They have been a special blessing to us.
Y para nuestros niños.
And to our kids.
Y también para nuestra casa.
And for our home too, also.
Que Dios les bendiga y gracias por todo.
God bless you and thank you for everything.
So I once heard a story of a guy that was looking to store up some firewood for the winter. He needed to put up 10 cords to get through the winter. And he didn't know how he was going to do it, so he went to the store and he Talked to the salesman, said I need a saw that I can cut 10 cords of wood. I only have a month to do it, and I got to do it. I need a saw that can handle that. He says, well, I got this saw here. You should be able to do it in a week, as long as you work hard. And the guy said, great, that's exactly what I need. Took it home, worked hard, cut, and came back the next week, and he said, I don't know, this saw is not going to do it. It's a junk. He said, I worked hard, and I only got a half a cord. Guy says, hey, you need to work harder. So he says, well, I don't know. He said, I'll go back. I'll try it again. Yeah, just work a little harder, and you should have no problem. So he goes back, works hard, works as hard as he can, comes back the next week. He says, I don't know. This is not going to work. I've only cut one cord in a week, and I only have 2 weeks left. I got to get this done. And he said, well, bring it in, and let's see what the problem is. Guy goes to his car, brings the saw in, sets it down. The other salesman comes up to it, pulls a cord, starts it, and the guy stands back and he says, what's that noise? A lot of times I think that's the way we come across for our work with God. We try to do it on our own. We try to do it on our own power and our own strength, instead of relying on God and just watching God work. God can do a whole lot better than we can ever think. So as we just allow God to work, that's our prayer, is that we would be there available for God to work in our lives and even to expand what we're doing. I know God has more for us than what we're doing right now, and I can't wait to see what God does for us. You know, we've been going to Mexico for about 13 years, and we usually stop at a place in Jaico. It's like an antique shop. It's got all kinds of different sayings, and one of the things that stuck with me is one of the sayings that said, if you don't live for something, you'll die for nothing. Thank you.
What a blessing. Amen. Amen. I tell you, how wonderful it is for all of us to be a part to see what God is doing. Amen. And I cannot think, you know, when I was thinking about how God calls people, equips people, and sends people, and molds them, and they were created before the foundation of this world to do what God wants them to do. Amen. For every good work, just like each and every one of us. And it is amazing to see when you just step out and honor the Lord, not knowing where you're going exactly, not even knowing what you're going to face, but just stepping out. And the moment you do, you step into the adventure. It was all those years ago in that upper room, which is now the media room, when the Lord spoke to me in September of 2004, and in my heart, to start a Christian charity. Can I tell you that you know what I told the Lord? I said, what? I said, I can barely speak English, you know, I'm not very smart. I said, how do you think, I don't know anything about charities. I can barely do what you're calling me to do. And do you ever, you know, argue with the Lord? It's like he wants to say, can you just shut up? Let me be still and know that I am God. You know, and then when you think about the upper room and when God spoke that scripture to my heart, said, this will sustain the charity. Proverbs 19:17, he who hath pity upon the poor will lend unto the Lord, and the Lord will pay back what is given. Amen. That has sustained Love Never Fails International, which flows our Christian school and our missionary work. And I'm always in awe about how God calls the exact right people. I tell you that when I think of all the hard work that Heather has put in, and her team as well, but she is consistently, ongoingly faithful. She works more hours than I do. Of course, I don't work hardly at all. We know that. I play golf. Ongoing, the spirit of excellence. Stephen Carroll, if you look at the videos over and over, look at all the work that is being done there, and you're making it happen. You know, listen to me now. Listen very carefully. Do you know what it's like? I pray that you don't. To not have the arm of a father, the embrace of a mother, if you're hurting, if you're alone. Do you know what it feels like to be in a place as a child and you feel that no one really wants me or loves me? I tell you something. God is in the business, as Steve just said, He is the God to the fatherless, to the orphan. And God is in the business of sending the right people to the right place to love children. And I'll tell you, I thank God for Stephen Carroll, because you know what? They are truly, I've watched the videos over and I've been there with them, how the kids love them. Listen, they are truly the spiritual father and mother of the children of Camargo. And they're there, they every time that they see an improvement at the orphanage, you know what happens to the little ones? They're going, people really do care. I mean, my world is changing. My room really is where I sleep, is fine, it's clean. I do have heat. I do have air. Are you following me? I do have a hot shower. I have food every day. And you know what? I even have a swing set. I have chickens and pigs, and they kill the pigs, though, but you know. And I think about all of those things and how God has sent them. Paul Koo is taking their place. Doesn't he look like Jeremiah Johnson? Except I've never seen Jeremiah Johnson cry, you know. I thank God for this church. But I'm going to say something to you. Now listen, we need to give this time greater than we've ever given, because the need there is great. We need, you know, let's make Camargo, the orphanage, let's make it first class for these children. I mean, first class. We like first class, don't we? Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to tell you, you know, I was thinking about this week, I was reading an article and actually watching a video in the Washington Post, and it was showing all these children in Afghanistan and how cold they are and how hungry they are. And I was watching them beg on the streets just to shine a shoe, just in order to buy a piece of bread. And then they would collect plastic, and they would take that plastic back to their mother and their father, and they would use it like wood to burn to stay warm in the winter. And the fumes of the plastic would fill into their homes. Because of this church, because of you, because of your faithfulness all through the years, but the years are gone. This is this year, amen? Because of your faithfulness, loved one, listen, our children in Mexico, they're not starving. They're warm at night. They have new beds, they have new pillows, all because of the things that you have given unto them. They not only that, every time they see my bath, I have a shower now, or this now, or guess what? We can cook, we have a stove, or now the sewer doesn't overflow because Steve and Carol, they put a brand new sewer line in. Are you following me? Every time they see that, you just created hope in their hearts and also in their thinking. Man, not only their stomachs are full and they have a safe place and they're getting an education, and then some go to college. That's because of you. That's because of what you are doing, your faithfulness. But more than anything, let me tell you what your giving is doing. Your support is giving the children of Camargo the most important thing they need in their life. And that is a mother and a father. That is Steve and Carol Chavez. They love those children, and the children love them. listen, there is something about an arm of a father on the shoulder of a kid that can't even drive the nails. I watched them out there drive, and Steve and said, no, you got to do it this way, you know. I mean, do you know how important that is? I mean, for them to work alongside a man who loves Jesus Christ and a woman who loves Jesus Christ, and how wonderful it is to have teachers and a principal and a school that loves Jesus Christ and grows up our children. Listen, we are blessed. And I say, oh God, I'm so thankful for all that you're doing. Today is a special day. And I'm speaking to the people online. I'm speaking to you as well. Listen, today's the day to give. You know, if you've been a part of this church at any time, I don't ever ask for anything in this church. I don't beat you to death when it comes to tithes and offerings. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that here. But the children, they don't have a voice. So I'm their voice. And I'm begging you. I'm begging you to listen. We support Steve and Carol. We help support the Carlton Christian School, but we support those children in Mexico, and we want to have a spirit of excellence, and everything that we do there, we want to glorify our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm asking you today to lay up treasure in heaven. You remember when the rich young ruler came to the Lord, oh Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, well, keep the commandments. He said, well, you know, I've kept them all, Lord. Not, you know what I mean. Jesus looked at him and loved him, and I would have looked at him and said, you are a liar, but, you know. And Jesus said, well, if you really want to be rich, man, you really want it to work out for your life, go sell everything you have, because he was rich, and give unto the poor. And you, here's the promise, you will have treasure in heaven. Now, I'm not only going to speak to you, but I'm speaking to those that are listening. Some of you are listening on Facebook. Some of you are listening on Vimeo. Some of you are listening on YouTube. Some of you are listening on Roku or what all those things. I don't even know. Some of you are listening on the app, and you're listening all over the world. Last year, 77,000 people tuned in and called this place their home. All over the world. So here's what I'm asking. I'm asking all of those that listen, it didn't cost you a penny for a sermon. I don't ask you for a dime, but I'm going to ask you now. I'm asking you for a dollar. I'm asking all of those people that listen all over the world, would you just give $1 for the work that we do here in Mexico? And may I tell you and them as well, and you can ask Stephen Carroll, you can ask me, you can ask Paul Koo, not one penny that is given on any Love Never Fails Sunday goes to Calvary Chapel. Amen. Did you know that 100% of what you give goes to that work? Or the same thing with the school, goes there, doesn't go to Calvary. The international account, the local work, our stateside account, two separate accounts, two separate organizations. You follow me? Even when the mission team, when you guys go down there, did you know that not one penny comes out of the money for Mexico? It comes out of Calvary. Amen? Yes. 100% goes to restore and to feed and to love and to clothe all the needs that are needed. It wasn't too long ago there was a medical need. What was that? The tooth?
Yeah, tumor in his neck.
The tumor. Remember, they had to take that out. Listen, you just did that. You are giving children a future and a hope. And more than that, you're giving them Jesus Christ. Is there anything greater than that? The ushers, if you get ready, we're going to give unto the Lord. Now listen to me. Jesus made a promise. In Luke 6:38, what did Jesus say? He said, give, and you'll never have anything again. Jesus says, give. Our Savior, the one who died for us, he said, give. And it shall be what? Unto whom? Unto you. Oh my gosh, given unto you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over into your bosom. And with the measure that you measure out, it will be measured back to you. A promise from God. 19:17 of Proverbs, he who has pity upon the poor, that doesn't mean to feel sorry, that means to give them a hand up, not a hand out. He who hath pity upon the poor, you ready for this? Lends unto God. And God will pay you back what you have given. And don't you put a definition or try to define that. You let God define that, amen? That scripture has sustained the work at Love Never Fails International, meaning our global work, our local work, which we were in the public schools for over 14 years. Now we have our own school, amen? They can't tell us what to do now. We do what God says to do. They can't stop us from sharing Jesus Christ like they were trying to do in the very end, amen? Oh, listen, give and give generously. God loves a cheerful giver, amen? I tell you, Steve and Carol, it is so good to be a part of your adventure with Jesus. But it gives me great pleasure to know that all of us, not only do we love you and that we pray for you, but we are always here with you. Amen. And thank you for allowing us to share in the great work that God has called you to do. And Heather, thank you for all the hours and all the time and all the prayers and all your complaints. No, it's just been a great journey. Amen. Amen. Father, we praise you now. We thank you, Lord, for those who have given. And Lord, move on those online right now. We need to rebuild so many things at that orphanage. You know what they are, Lord. What is a dollar? What is a dollar to most? You can't even buy a cup of coffee for a dollar. Oh, move on them. Matter of fact, Lord, just steal from them if you would. Honest stealing. But bless all that you've called us to do. I am so thankful to be a part of their journeys, Lord. I'm so thankful for the faithfulness of the people at Calvary Chapel. I have never seen a church so willing to support the work that God has called us to as this church, Lord. Matter of fact, they are a model of giving to all believers and to all churches, and I rejoice in that. So bless them. And Lord, bless this day now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the church says, amen. Let's stand to our feet. Jesse's going to close us out. And I know you're going to want to greet Steve and Carol, all of them, and please do so. If you need prayer, there'll be people down below here to pray with you after Jesse dismisses us. The Lord keep you now in Jesus' name. And listen, thank you. Thank you for supporting this work. Amen. Amen. God.